Mobile.
You dropped out a while ago, QG4MUK. Can you give me your call sign again? I can't quite catch it.
A Kilo, Quebec, 4, Foxtrot, Romeo, Yankee.
A Q4FRY.
I don't know what's going on. I've got to look at my antenna and stuff and see what's going on with it.
So those days, I had problems with my screwdriver, and for some reason or another, my controller quit on it. And I've been trying to get one ordered, and they ain't got one in stock, so I had to end up taking my HF radio out of the truck because I haven't been able to use it for, well, quite some time now. And I'm just trying to just wait until DX Engineering or HRO has one in stock. Guys, I just looked you up on QRZ, and I thought I was talking to a young kid, and I realized that you're a young lady. I'm sorry.
If I drop it on you, it's because of this equipment or something. Like I said, I gotta figure out what's going on with it.
Now, you have not been a ham too long because KQ is kind of new, ain't it? Or am I wrong?
I haven't had my license probably, going on 2 weeks.
Oh, congratulations on that. That's nice to have a new ham license and be able to get into the amateur radio hobby. I will advise, I hope you'll get that general when you get a chance, because that definitely gives you so much more.
The book, and I'm studying it, but what got me interested in all this is I've been wanting to get my ham license for a while, but I was afraid about taking the test, so I went ahead and got my GMRS license. So I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and try for my ham.
It's a fun hobby for sure. I've enjoyed it for the last 20 plus years, and I stayed a technician for years and had all the HF equipment on my ham shack bench and all that good stuff, and only used just what I was licensed as a tech and had fun with it. When I did get my general, it sure did give me a whole lot of frequencies to tinker around with, and I have made a lot of contacts in the last couple of years, and it's been fun. It really has. And I won't lie, the general class is something else to study, but once I got done with general, I started trying for the extra, and it's just been one of those things where I've just kind of gotten kind of comfortable with the extra. There's a lot to bite off of.
Still learning all this stuff. I mean, I've been around CB radios and stuff like this. I know how to tune antennas and all this stuff, but yeah, I'd like to learn the Morse code part of it. If I could just sit down with somebody and them show me.
Advice I can give you on the code is, Gordon West books, and Gordon West has those tapes, or probably CDs now. It's tapes back when I did it, but you can do that. And learning code is, and I used to be really sharp with it. I've let myself slip really bad, but you get comfortable around 10, 12 words a minute. You get to where you got it at that point, and it gets to where it just gets a little easier and a little easier with time. But hearing the alphabet, what helped me was I had a CW reader and sender, and I hooked it up to the keyboard and then hooked it up into a radio and run it through a dummy load. And I'd turn the radio down to its lowest power setting, and I'd just do the alphabet over and over and do it at a nice move speed about 10 or 12 words a minute. And eventually, it starts, your ears just kind of start responding to it.
Yeah, I'd like to sit down with someone and then just show me how to do all that, too.
It's real fun. I'm trying to think what that little box is called. I know MFJ makes them, and I want to say it's a MFJ. I'm not even going to try to say the number because I can't remember. But it's their CW code. It's a little send and receive box. And it's made where you hook the keyboard up to it, and you can literally type the letters and listen to it. That's what helped me. And I think I got that box put away, and I don't even use it anymore. But it is a neat little contraption to hook up and get really acquainted with the code pattern and all that.
I've actually looked that little machine up, but what kind of ham radio do you hook it up to, and how do you do all that?
You can take, an Nikon 7300 or a Kenwood TS-570 or a 590 or something like that, and you could, man, it's just the way I did it. I hooked it up on a TS-570 and had one of my antennas ports had a dummy load on it, and I would take it, so I wasn't transmitting it over the air, I'd just be transmitting it into the dummy load, and I'd have the keyboard hooked into the back of the radio, and from the back of the radio into that little MFJ box, and I would just, I think there's three cables involved in it, and just start typing the keywords of whatever you want to, you know, like write out a message, and just start typing it and focusing in on listening to the code. And the other way I done it was just sit there and just do the alphabet. And it's not really that difficult. I think if I get a chance, let's see. I don't know if it was your email was on that, but what I could do is send you the information on an email. Let's see.
Give that information. This is KQ4FRY.
Email that has your call. Is it your email, your call sign?
I don't know if it's on there or not. I'd have to look.
Look, it's not.
I will.
That box and all the cables and everything. I can see. I'm just double checking and looking here just to make sure. Yeah, no, on your QRZ there is no email, but what I can do is if you get a chance, go to QRZ and look up KG4MUK, send me an email, and what I'll do is I'll send you the link to that and the pattern of how to hook that up. And then all you got to do is just kind of tinker around with that. And I'd also advise, you know, if you want to learn code, just get the Gordon West CDs on learning code. It will help you a whole lot.
Call sign again, because I was driving and I can't write it down, your call sign and your name.
My Ian is Kilo Golf 4. Mike Uniform Kilo, KG4MEK, it's Wayne, and my email is on my QRZ page.
KG4MUK, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And just drop me an email, and in the subject, just put your call sign, because if I see a call sign, I'll know it's somebody. And I will send you that information on how to set up one of those code oscillators boxes like that to where you can do that. It'll help you a whole lot being able to hook up the keyboard to that box, and then from that box, you can actually, you won't even have to run it through a radio. You just hook the keyboard into the box and just use the speaker on the box. And and you can sit there and type the code. You can type out the alphabet over and over and over. Now, that's, like I said, that's the way I did it, and that's how I learned it. I got up to, like, 25 to 27 words a minute, sending and receiving. And it took a little while to do it that way. And plus, I was listening to the Gordon West tapes back then, and somebody told me they got CDs out now, so that's good. But it's a good way to really sharpen your ears to learn it if you want to learn that.
I'm at home now. I'm gonna get off here, but it's good talking to you again, and hopefully we'll talk again another time. This is KQ4FRY.
I'm glad to talk to you again. If I can help, I'm glad to help. Kilo, Quebec 4, Foxtrot, Romeo, Yankee. I think I got that right. KQ4MK. Have a good night. 73.